Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am the Reverend Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And I'm wishing you an amazing day today. This day where life is happening now. And I hope that you're having an amazing day. I am sliding into my seat at the last second here, and I have my water that we will supercharge as we light a candle and set our intention for this teaching, this day, that it be a blessing as we take a deep breath. And if it's safe for you to do so, feet flat on the floor as we call upon all the beings of love and light to come to us and move through us for the benefit of this teaching and this healing, that it be a blessing as it was intended. And as we breathe down the energy from the universe into our hearts, loving ourselves just as we are here and now, exhaling and surrendering, releasing and letting go, all the way down to the core of Mother Earth, where we just allow anything that isn't for our highest good, that isn't God, to be returned to the earth, transmuted into something amazing as we breathe that now back into our body, healed, whole. We take in the elements of the earth, the wisdom of the wise mother. We love ourselves here and now just as we are. And as we send that all the way back up out the channel through the top of our head out into the universe, we ask that that just now rain down upon the planet. Love and light and healing and wholeness and goodness for all our fellow travelers. All right, let's take a sip of this supercharged water. The word today is gratitude, raising our altitude with gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh. So in the new teaching, Food, Frequency for Life, this is part three, we've been talking about the importance of nourishment and nurturement. And each and every day, we get to make a choice. Each and every moment of every day, we get to make a choice. And so in the first teaching, we're talking about clearing the clutter, certainly the clutter in our minds, the clutter in our refrigerators, our pantries, our homes. And when we clear the clutter, we then begin to have a bit of space. And this space that we create then gives us the wisdom to say, okay, well, what do I want to fill this space back up with? So we begin to read labels. We begin to surrender, release, and let go of the gunk and the junk in our lives. We're now becoming more awake and aware to what we put into our bodies, what we allow into our energetic field in all forms, because everything is energy. Specifically, we're talking about nourishment here. And so in part two, we talked about the first three nutrients that we must engage and make them plentiful and high quality. And certainly the first nourishment that our body must have is our breath. And we begin that simple practice of breathing with awareness, inhaling and expanding to infinite levels of potential and possibility. And on the contraction or the exhalation, letting go a bit more. And what a healing that sigh can be. Wow. And that resets the diaphragm so that we can then take in our next delicious, juicy breath and supercharge the physical body. What quality, high quality breath, what high quality aware breath does is it begins to promote the relaxation response. When we are moving from a relaxed position and all that we are choosing to do, we are living our life. Not just existing. We begin to really live and to thrive. So if breath is our first nutrient and we're taking in this delicious breath because it's the spark of the divine, every breath is a connection to God. We're breathing in God. We're breathing out God. We're just being God and all that we're choosing to do. We are loving this physicality, this physical response that is our body. And the body needs some specific things. Nutrient number two, most important thing next to breath, is high quality water and hydration. And I'm going to take another sip right here. And the importance of 1 liter of water for every 50 pounds. That's probably mixing pounds and liters, but, you know, this is America and we never learned the metric system. So what we do when we take our water, and those of you who work with me know what we do, is we supercharge our water. We put our intention in our water because water is a miracle. Water is miraculous. Water is, next to breath, the greatest gift that we have received. And so as we take in this water, we're flushing out the gunk, and we are nourishing and nurturing every atom, every molecule, every quark in the system that needs water. Remember, we are mostly just space and water. And water is the tool that allows the body to be buoyant inside. All of our cells are plump and delicious, and when they're that, then they can do what they need to do, which is to help us live our life, have a high quality life, to do good, as Cosmos would say. If we're doing good, we're doing God. And we're so grateful for this water each and every day. We can use that for detoxification. We use it to level our pH so that we are not too acidic. We want to be in balance. We see that all systems function well when we're hydrated. When we're not hydrated, things stick. When we're not hydrated, all sorts of, there's a chain reaction that occurs. There's a chain reaction that occurs when we're hydrated, and that is the chain reaction that we want. We want the spark to fuel the body. If the body is fueled, the mind is alert. The brain is bathed in this buoyancy that keeps it safe. And if every thought offers out a chemical reaction as it does, we clear the residue. So if you find yourself stuck in repetitive negative patterns of thought, if you're thinking the same low-value thoughts over and over each and every day, something's stuck. And the first thing that we do in this teaching is take a breath, drink a glass of water, connect to the divine, and move on. It is that simple. Remember in the book, You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty, she talks about how so many of the little ickiness in our body that we're running off to the doctor for, and they're giving us a pill that is going to set upon its own set of chemical reactions within the body, that if we had a headache, if we were to maybe just drink a glass of water and restore hydration, that pain would go away. If we have digestive challenges, if we're drinking water all throughout the day before we get to our meal, then our body, our stomach, our digestive system has the right amount of hydrochloric acid, of all the things that it needs to digest food properly. If we're not sleeping well, if we're not eliminating well, the first offering here, the first recommendation is drink more water. Drink more water and call me in the morning. You're going to feel better. You are going to feel better. So if the first two nutrients are being water, or breath and water, we then begin to create a regime for eating. Remember, we're not letting go of anything quite yet. You know, we're becoming aware and we're reading the labels and, you know, we're incorporating some good, better habits. And by incorporating better habits, remember, we don't really drop bad habits. Trust me, I've had to shift through enough of my own. What we do is we create better desires, better longing. We're setting that intention to feel better, to fuel the body better. The better we fuel the body, the better choices we're going to make. And yesterday we just went in and said, you know what, we're going to stop beating ourselves up for poor choices. We're just going to take this breath, drink this water, and make a better choice right now moving forward. No more beating ourselves up because we, you know, ate the package of ring-dings and ho-hos or the whole bag of potato chips or drank a little too much wine or ate the burger doodle and fries, whatever that may be for us. As we incorporate better nutrition, as we incorporate true nourishment, the other challenges begin to fall away. They will raise their ugly head periodically, and we can witness those, and we can roll through that, and then we get to choose. Eating is more than just stuffing our face full of food. What I wrote about today in today's blog is about the quality and really quantity of these foods. They're called high auric value food. What the auric ratio is, it's the quality of calorie that each nutrient offers us. So a super immune food, a super healing food, a power food, as I like to call them, on the auric scale, and I'm looking for the definition of auric, it would be something like the top 10 today. We're going to talk about greens, collard greens, mustard greens, turnip greens, kale, watercress, bok choy, cabbage, spinach. Those have the highest quality of calorie. And they vibrate at 1,000. That's as high as the auric value goes. Things like burger doodle probably vibrate at about, well, it says cola, so pop. Remember, we were talking about pop yesterday. What a devastating drink that is. Cola vibrates at one. So, as we are choosing true nourishment in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirit, in our soul, if we want to expand into a higher frequency, a higher vibration, and the higher we vibrate, the better our experience is, no matter what is occurring, and things will occur that are painful for us. The higher our frequency based upon what we are letting into our energetic field will create what is called wholeness, health, happiness, balance, perfection, divineness. It becomes more than just avoiding certain foods so that we can lose weight. Remember, we're not trying to lose anything. We're stepping into a new vision. How many things did you lose in your life that you didn't go searching for? Weight being one of them. The reason why people who diet, I told you about my one day of dieting that I ever did in my life. It lasted from breakfast, not even until lunch, and I was like, eh, that's not for me. So a live it plan would be to incorporate a vision of wholeness and balance and vitality and enthusiasm and eagerness for your life. Everything else will fall away. It has to. Remember, we can only hold one thought in our mind at a time. We can only focus on one thing at a time, and whatever we're putting our attention on expands forth. So in choosing a new experience within our body so that we can have the best expression of ourselves, the best experience in this lifetime, it is so important to recognize that our immune system, our health, our vitality, our well-being, our peace of mind, our goodness, our godness, our healing capacity is directly related to what we are stuffing in our face on many different levels. So you get to choose today. How do you want to feel? Well, I want to feel good. All right, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you what it means. If you want to feel good, you want to feel God. And God is the divine expression of this frequency that is the body. If we're feeling good and we're feeling God, then we are doing good and we're doing God. Thank you, Cosmo. We open up to this new realm of awareness. And if we are, as Reverend Dr. Norma said last week so beautifully, I thought she put it so beautifully when she said, we are the custodians of the temple. This body is the temple of our soul, of our godness, of our goodliness. So if you were to go into your imagination, as we do, and we witness the ashram within, look at how beautiful the temple is. And would we want to adulterate that temple with junk? Junk is many different things to many different people. My version of junk may not be your version of junk. But for this teaching here and now today, we're talking about ingesting and using beneficial frequency of food for better. Better and better and better. Remember, just better and better. It's all we're trying to do. Just, you know, we're never better than anybody else. We're always better than we used to be. Thank God. Phew. Phew. But not as good as we're going to be tomorrow, right? My old friend Scotty used to sing that song about, you know, he was so excited. He could hardly wait to wake up tomorrow because he knew he was going to be just more handsome, more delightful, more lovable tomorrow. Here's to Uncle Scotty. But anyhow, so this choice now becomes empowering, doesn't it? The healthiest, happiest people upon the planet are those that have options. What are options? Options are just a series of choices that we get to make each and every day. And to choose better so that we can do better, so that we can get beyond all of the excruciating minutia of the distractions, so that we can get to purpose, right? Right? Each and every day, what is our daily dharma? What is today's way of being of service? And we can do better only if we feel better. And in order to feel better, we have to fuel better. All right, I'm going to tweet that out. Remind me. So feel better, fuel better, and food is the fuel. My sister and I were talking about how surprised that, you know, we are. I shared my experience growing up and how my mother was a wonderful teacher and example of what it means to keep a home and create a home. And, you know, we came from a beautiful, loving, kind, compassionate home where meals were mandatory. Every meal we sat together around the table. Every meal was an extravaganza and an experience. And I carry that today. You know, my mother's been dead coming up on 31 years, infinite love and gratitude this week. And I've been thinking a lot about her and what she shared to we girls and, you know, how I value that. And I think it is reflected in how I love to cook for people, have people in, share that. That's how I share love. That's how I was shown love. That's how I was shared love. And how, you know, that can also be a bit dysfunctional, though. You know, we use food for everything. We use food for celebration, for grief. We use food for, you know, bribe our little children to learn something. You know, as I'm dog training, I'm bribing them with a little treat and that. And that is how we, you know, how we express this, and it's how it's received by the recipient. That to me is most important. This is how I show my love. You know, I don't cook all, mostly I cook, but on the days that I don't, you know, we can fend, hun can fend for himself. But when I do cook for a group, in that is my intention, that we come together, we share in the nourishment, we share in the laughter and have a good time and carry that outward onto the earth plane. And what a gift that can be. And encouraging you to create or recreate or realign to your food ritual. To come together and turn off the technology and look into each other's eyes and offer gratitude, and offer grace, and bless the food before you. Of course, when I'm cooking, I'm blessing the food the whole time, right? And as women, that's what we do. We set these spirals of intention that our loved ones then walk into. I mean, that's how we as women, the healers of the homes, that we really are. And the sadness in my experience about, you know, when we took up the mantle of our whatever that is, when we burned all of our bras, we let go of that very, very home healing, helping hand that we used to really be immersed and enmeshed in our culture, you know, the breakdown of the family system, blah, blah, blah. That's not this teaching. This teaching is encouraging you, though, to recreate. Or create, if you never learned it. You know, maybe you were a latchkey kid. I'm sorry if that was your experience. And, you know, you had to come home to an empty house and be entertained by whatever hideousness is on the television at that time, or now the internet, or these games, God forbid. And, you know, maybe some stale graham crackers with peanut butter. I don't know. Let's recreate the healing home teachings. And let's start with family dinner. And we can do it simply. Last night in the video teaching, I shared simple ways to incorporate or create soup. Soup is a great way to nourish and nurture. Soup is so simple. You know, you can take the same vegetables that you buy every week. And every week I am buying the greens, carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, onions, garlic, mushrooms, peppers, and using them in a variety of different ways. So it was minestrone last night. So I chopped all the veggies. I put them into a hot pot with a little bit of oil, a little bit of salt, some Italian seasoning, added stock. Did not make that stock. We're going to talk about the importance of bone broth in a minute here. And a can of tomatoes. Turned it on, or, you know, let it simmer for 45 minutes, added a delicious loaf of organic bread, and nourished my husband and I. The prep time was 10 minutes or less. I could have taken those exact same veggies, and I could have added curry powder, some tofu. I could have cooked some brown rice, same amount of time. Put it all in a pot, let it go, in a can of coconut milk. You would not believe what a can of coconut milk can do. And the exact same veggies are a whole nother taste, a whole nother experience, and it's super simple. Then this morning, my first meal of the day, I'd like to, several days a week, I will just have a super smoothie. And my super smoothie can be any or all of those things. Yes, even onion, even garlic in a smoothie. If you have any kind of respiratory trouble, put some onion and garlic in your smoothie. Add berries, add your greens. I do the cooked greens or even raw. Blend those all up. I have a super excellent whey powder that I mixed in to get that protein in the morning. So my first meal today was my smoothie, but my second meal was the leftover soup. Did you know that most cultures eat soup for breakfast? And I did put a couple of eggs. Now, that fueled me. And that has gotten me to this moment in time where I'm feeling very balanced. Blood sugar's managed. And I know that those foods are absolutely creating a healthy immune system. The healthy immune system, the healthy immune system is what we need. One of the reasons why we have gotten so off track in this culture is because of the food additives, the adulteration of our foods, the food colorings, the fake fats, the fake sugars, you know, and some of these things. You know, we're very, very grateful that the FDA has insisted that these corporations have to label things. But they're beginning to get around some of the labeling. And there is this sugar that one of the great companies is using that it doesn't even have to list. And it's a huge multinational corporation. Now, I remember all those years ago, yesterday we were talking about that, hang on one second. I got to get Paco. Hold tight. Okay, excuse me there. My little dog was locked in the garage. When we went fat-free, how we got even fatter, because that was the genesis. That was the beginning of these ridiculous manufactured sugars that the body can't understand. And these fats, these fake fats, the body doesn't recognize. Yeah, I think about my grandfather who had heart disease at a young age and went from real butter to eating margarine, thinking that was going to save his life. And that margarine was, you know, probably one of the most detrimental things to his life, these trans fats. And they were everywhere. You know, I haven't eaten trans fats consciously. I've eliminated high fructose corn syrup, most of the OSE, if it ends in OSE, it's a sugar. It's a manufactured sugar, and you don't want it. the manufactured fats, which are just devastating to the body scape. So if food is our medicine, as we continue to allow food to be our medicine, we want to see what food can do for us, how to eat for particular challenges. And so for things like blood sugar, we want things like beans, cinnamon, burdock root, and vinegar, apple cider vinegar. We move towards better proteins, high-quality proteins. If you eat flesh, things like chicken and turkey. I do like grass-fed red meat. I have not bought meat conventionally for more than 20 years now. Within the last 4 years, I have begun to incorporate into my food regime some grass-fed meats, organic chicken and turkey, and I like tofu. I don't have a problem with soy that I'm aware of. Organic, non-GMO soy, of course. Those are, and of course, seeds and nuts. I mean, I really use a lot of seeds and nuts in my day. People say, oh my God, they're so high in fat, but it's a good fat. We're bringing the fat back, baby. And so we are incorporating, reincorporating, reinstituting, reinstating the food ritual. How you eat is as important as what you eat. I've always been a very fast eater. I think it's because of, all the years I waited tables. I shared that whole story with you, but to set the intention for a nourishing meal, to create that nourishing meal, to set a table, and then to sit, breathe, offer gratitude, relax, and laugh while you're eating. All are great aids to our digestive system. So much of what we are seeing as digestive challenges, and again, you go into any store, and my God, how many shelves of, digestive stuff is there? Now, I do take some digestive stuff, but what I take is diglycerized licorice, DGL, excellent for digestive health. I take pancreatin, pancreatic enzymes, amylase, protease, and I also take raw pancreatic enzymes and papaya, bromelain in the form of pineapple. I can take it that way. And sometimes I will take a little vinegar in water or a little baking soda in water. I don't have many digestive challenges most of the time. I read something just yesterday or heard something just yesterday about menopausal women and gallbladder challenges, and that the relationship between that. That's why I take the ox bile. That's the one, the ox bile. Ox bile is great for any kind of gallbladder challenges, and it's just really good to increase our, because to increase our digestive enzymes, because they deplete over time. And one of the major factors for depletion are all of these antacids that we take, which are devastating, these proton pump inhibitors, which are devastating our proton pumps, which crank out the digestive juices that we need. So the more wholly we eat, I guess we could go HOLEY or WHOLELLY. The more whole food we eat, those whole foods still have live enzymes in them that help us digest them. So our digestion gets a little wonky because we've been eating like crap. We begin to reach for these antacids and these tablets of, whatever it is, I don't even know, I'm going to take them, I'm having my home, that suppress the acid. What happens is the proton pumps have to overcreate, then we get more acid, and we take more of those subduing things, we get more acid. Whereas if we were to just stop all of that, now I know you cannot go off proton pump inhibitors, so good luck with that, without your doctor's approval or something. If we were to just eat more whole food, our digestion would right itself. And if we would add a few of these super high quality foods, these food fuels, these digestion fuels, We would feel, look, act, live better. Promise. So let's say, so here we are. So we've gotten off track, and what happens is the digestive system becomes permeable. And this is called leaky gut syndrome. And you're probably starting to just now hear about leaky gut syndrome. It's been something that's been happening probably in the last 25, 30 years, more 10 years for sure. But the more processed food that we put into our system, the more dead food that we eat, the more chemicals that we eat, it breaks down the permeability of our intestines, of our colon, of this place where digestion is occurring. And it allows antibodies through. It allows large particles into our bloodstream that then causes the immune response, which is causing, of course, all of these other chain effect of all the autoimmune responses that we see, celiacs and Crohn's and irritable bowel and arthritis and blood sugar challenges. You know, it's the chicken and the egg. Well, I'm telling you that the egg came first, and the egg was the fact that we have switched from a holistic diet, from a whole food diet, to junk food, and it's breaking down the system. So begin to incorporate every day your super smoothie. Have fun with it. Put whatever you want in it, you know, and make sure that you're adding things like raw cocoa powder and cinnamon for the antioxidant, the blood sugar management. Use a banana for sweetening. I use syrup if you don't have blood sugar. I use some honey or real syrup. I use a little bit of that. I do eat a lot of honey. And a lot of cinnamon. I do have blood sugar challenges. I'm a recovering alcoholic, so that is one of my opportunities for expansion and growth, is to continue to manage my blood sugar with several small meals a day, managing good protein and good carbohydrates. We're going to talk about the power carbohydrates. Well, we could do that right now. Let's talk about power carbohydrates according to Dr. Green and Felden, Drs. Green and Felden. Some power carbohydrates would be barley, wheat berries, wild rice, oat bran bread, pumpernickel, baked beans, chickpeas, kidney beans, soybeans, artichokes, asparagus, eggplant, peppers, grapefruit, blueberries, cherries, plums. He has milk in here. I haven't done dairy. I would release as much dairy as you can possible. I use soy milk, almond milk to myself. Dark chocolate, I like that. So we want to increase more fiber. We must get more fiber because fiber cleanses us out. Now, I don't have a problem with psyllium, and I think psyllium is a great product. It works wonders for me. Tablespoon of psyllium is a great bulk, and I think it's about 20 grams of fiber in each one. But we want to get more fiber. Fiber will help us manage our blood sugar and carry away the junk. Oats, beans, legumes, soybeans, apples, citrus fruit, potatoes, cauliflowers, cabbage, carrots, green beans, psyllium, barley, wheat, grains, beets, strawberries, pears, peaches, radishes, green beans, beans, peas, corn, cabbage, broccoli, peppers, apples, carrots, beets, radishes, and other root vegetables. Those all have the different kinds of whole food sources for fiber, which are gums, pectins, mucilage, and cellulose. So we want to be trying to get about 25 grams of fiber a day, 25 to 35 grams. The more fiber, the better. You know, so many people are afraid of fiber. They're like, oh, you only have gas challenges if your digestion is messed up. Now, yes, you are going to eat some foods that may have, you know, that broccoli and cauliflower. But the more fiber you have, the less rotting, putrid food you have in your digestive tract. Beans really don't cause gas unless you've got stuff that it can react with. So get your beans, get your fiber, and that really helps the whole digestive system. All of this denatured food, all of this overprocessed food has no fiber in it, and it's wreaking havoc on our immune system and causing extreme on our immune system. It's having an extreme effect on our immune system. Sorry, I'm tweeting at the same time. So the high quality foods naturally have all of their stuff in them. All of their stuff being, you know, the way you cook them, you would recognize them, right? Right? And that's important. We would want Bubba to recognize what's on our plate, right? So we're incorporating the smoothies. We're incorporating more fiber. We're incorporating the 10, moving towards the 25 high arc value foods, power foods, super immunity foods, however you want to call them. They're called by many different names by many different people. I like to call them power foods. And the power foods are laden with these enzymes that we so need to help our body do what it needs to do. When we lose our enzymes, we begin to get that extreme immune response, allergies, all that stuff. You know, allergies, achiness, itchy, bitchy, bloated. You can go back and listen to the itchy, bitchy, bloated. From the super greens and super foods that help us be whole and healed, we're wanting to now learn a few techniques. We want to talk about the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen versus the Dirty Dozen, I should say. And those are the foods that could be conventional or organic. And when we, you know, things like broccoli are part of the Clean 15 because broccoli doesn't have a lot of pesticides and it's grown in a manner that, you know, it really holds, the head doesn't absorb all of any toxins. Things like potatoes would be part of the Dirty Dozen. Not only are potatoes grown in high pesticide dirt, but they spray our potatoes with all sorts of pesticides so that they last a long time. Things like apples, Dirty Dozen. things like bananas and avocados, Clean 15, because they've got the outer shell. So those are just some things that we talk about as moving forward as we create your personal food ritual, food regime, what you can buy and feed for yourself. And then watch how food you react to food. Watch your response to food. If you eat a meal and you begin to sneeze, if you eat a meal and you get tired, if you eat a meal and you get a sugar craving, if you eat a meal and your joints begin to ache, you're allergic to some of that food. And some of the top offenders for allergies are foods we eat every day. Chicken, tomato, eggs, of course, wheat. Wheat is a huge offender. We're going to delve more deeply into that. All right, I'm going to wind this one down. I am Reverend Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And I'm welcoming you to join my Facebook community. I'm at Reiki with Lisa. I think I'm Reverend G on LinkedIn. I don't know, Reverend Lisa G. I don't know. You can go to my website, www.lisagiroux.com. Download the free copy of Simplicity Spirituality and get on the list. I'm wishing you a beautiful day. Namaste.